It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for listening to us today. Here on Yaquina Bay Communications and on the program is Liz Young. She's the clinic manager of Lincoln Community Health Center. And Liz, maybe we could start by saying we call it Lincoln Community Health Center, but that's an umbrella term for a lot of other maybe smaller locations. We have several health centers within our health center.
That's correct. Lincoln Community Health Center, because it is a federally qualified health center, really covers several different areas within Lincoln County Health and Human Services. The health center really represents our community health centers in Newport and Lincoln City, as well as the four school-based health centers at the high schools in the county, as well as behavioral health sites at South Beach, Nye Street, and in the Lincoln City Clinic. And we also cover some of the immunization program that is part of the health department, as well as maternal case management or the home visit nurses for prenatal and postnatal care.
You know, I think that public outreach that we're doing with you right now, it's National Health Center Week, and we're on an ongoing mission to talk about the services we provide. It seems to me people move in and out of the county, and we're always spreading the word of the great, you know, quality health care that we do provide through Health and Human Services. And, you know, it is National Health Center Week, and it's really an opportunity to talk about the great work that we do. What are some of the things people should know about health centers, maybe even nationally?
Well, nationally, health centers that are federally funded have been in existence for over 45 years. And I think one of the statistics that's most amazing is that one in every 15 people living in the United States is relying on a health center much like ours. So across the United States, when you think about one in 15 people, that's a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes me sort of think of, you know, images of the family doctor in a rural community with his black bag, going to more remote neighborhoods and communities. And we kind of have this history in the family practitioner as it exists as our health center. I mean, we kind of think of it like that, don't we?
Exactly. And that's exactly what we try to provide to our patients, is that family doctor. You know, we care about you, all of the things about you, whether it's your health or how you're eating or what your mental status is. We want to look at the whole person and take care of you and make sure that you're the healthiest, best you can be.
When we think about, you know, providing services to the public, rural communities have traditionally had more challenges, obviously, than big cities.
That's true. Big cities have their own challenges, but for us, in rural communities, transportation is huge. The availability of providers is huge. Even here in Lincoln County, I've lived here for over 17 years and seen practices come and go just because the folks who have been here are retiring and there's not someone stepping in necessarily to replace them. It's always been a challenge for us to recruit to this area because it is rural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of was interesting example of, you know, being in a larger area. As I was reading an article in an emergency management magazine that talked about the Boston Marathon bombing, and literally in proximity, you know, the size and technology of you know, care hospitals in the remote area made a huge difference in their ability to respond to that. And you know, obviously we're spread out here. You know,
right.
We're not have that concentrated population.
Right. And when you look at the areas of our county, Lincoln City has its care providers up there. We're there to help see folks who need to have that quote-unquote safety net clinic for folks who can't access care other places. And that's not just people who are uninsured or living in the poverty zone. Those are folks like Medicare patients who mm-hmm. have a difficulty finding a provider when they come to our county to live. As we all know, we have a pretty big geriatric population here because Lincoln County is a great place to come and retire, but you cannot always find the health care you need when you come here.
And before we go to a break, Liz, could you talk about becoming a federally qualified health center had a lot to do with just there not being enough providers? I mean,
right. We became a federally qualified health center to help, number one, to help support our school-based health centers because mm-hmm. being able to provide care to the teenagers, the school kids in the four schools was very important. And there wasn't much of a funding source for that. So Federally Qualified Health Center helped fund those, but then also came to be our community health centers in Newport and Lincoln City, reaching out to the patients who we knew did not have any other health care at any of the other clinics available to them in the county.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Liz Young. She is the clinic manager of Lincoln Community Health Center. It is National Health Center Week, and we've got more to come. Please stay with us.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Ever think what your truck's tires go through during summer driving? Blistering heat, freeway speeds, rough back roads? Make sure they'll keep your family safe. Here's how to tell if you need tires. Just slip a quarter into your tire tread. See the top of old George's noggin? It's time to go to Tire Factory today. They'll take the time to find out how you drive and where you drive, then recommend the right tire for you at the right price. Need tires for your truck, SUV, or van? You'll find the best brand. Tires that'll match your truck's performance, deliver durability, and a great ride. Trustworthy brand that'll keep your family safe and sound, like Goodyear, Nokian, Hankook, and Cooper. Always the right tire, always the right price. Trust what you love to Tire Factory.
Tire Factory, serving you with over 200 stores, including Doug Orr's Ocean Tire Factory, with tires, lube oil filter, automotive air conditioning, and complete mechanical repair. Ocean Tire Factory, 11th and 101, Newport.
Clip it.
You're in your car, and you get a visit from an old friend, the check engine light. Your old pal says, "Remember me?" But rather than let him freeload and reduce your gas mileage, you stop at AutoZone. They'll help you find the problem for free. Who's your friend now?
When your check engine light comes on, get to AutoZone. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you fix it right the first time. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Liz Young, clinic manager of Lincoln Community Health Center, is with us today. And thanks for joining us. Liz, we were talking about National Health Center Week, and we really are, I'm learning a lot from you, and hopefully our listeners are learning too about the great services we provide. And as a part of Health Center Week, really, we've got a lot of health centers across the nation. And can you talk about this term safety net, and how does that fit into when we think of health centers?
Well, again, safety net really is the clinic that's available to folks in the community who don't have insurance or are underinsured, or it really refers to underserved communities as well. So, for instance, if you move into a community and you have Medicare, which happens a fair amount here in Lincoln County, it's difficult to find a provider that you can see for your health care. Having Medicare is a baseline. It helps people get in to get their care. But for private clinics, they financially can only afford to care for so many of those Medicare patients. And so they top out. And so then it's very difficult for patients to find care.
Well, to give folks an example of how many people go through the doors of Lincoln Community Health Center, talk about some of those numbers, because you do see a lot of people.
We do. So in the fiscal year 2012, in our community health centers, we saw a total of 3,859 patients, but those 3,859 had 20,904 total visits through the year. So that's a lot of visits for folks to be coming in to get their care. In the mental health arena, they saw over 1,800 patients and for over 20,000 visits for the year. So we're really seeing quite a few of our folks here within the community and providing them with good care. Part of our aim, again, is to look at the whole person, to treat not only your sore foot, but also to look and see, are you having some problems with depression, or do you have maybe a chronic illness that nobody's talked about yet, and we really need to get moving on that so that, again, you can be the healthy best that you can be.
Yeah, and maybe let's talk about that before we break into some, you know, individual services that are provided about this holistic model. You've been on the program before, and the media, folks are seeing things like patient-centered primary care home, CCOs, but there seems to be a movement to address the human being from all these standpoints.
That's right. Part of this movement is really to begin to take care of people at the beginning of their possible illness, rather than waiting when they need to go to the emergency room and then be hospitalized for a long time, or their condition has gotten to the point where the expensive treatment, for instance, cancer treatment drugs, are needed, when we maybe could have prevented that over a year ago or 2 years ago, or found that it was happening and take care of it when it was a much smaller problem, and not creating the huge financial impact that it will later on.
Is there this phenomena that when folks wait to go to the emergency room, that's really the last point that and really causes more of a financial drain on the entire system too, right?
Oh, absolutely. The emergency room costs are huge. I think most emergency rooms, and again, this is my estimate, but just walking in the emergency room costs you $200.
Wow.
And then any service that's provided while you're there goes on top of that. So one visit to the emergency room could be costing you $1,000 very easily. And when you're talking about someone who has lack of financial backing, like insurance, that's a huge cost. And so our hospital systems in the nation have been having to absorb that. So part of the Affordable Care Act is to look at that and say, we need to help prevent those kinds of things early and keep people healthy so that, for instance, the diabetic doesn't end up in the emergency room with a diabetic incident that's going to cost huge dollars when we could have been seeing them in our clinic and saying, okay, these are the things that we're looking at: weight loss, controlling your sugar, looking at your hemoglobin A1C, how are things going for you, and get you to a healthy spot so you don't end up in the emergency room.
Yeah, it seems like there's such a great trend right now in wellness and thinking about the person as a whole. And from my observation, of course, Lincoln County Public Health, we've had Living Well with Chronic Conditions, we've had tobacco education and prevention, a lot of these things, but now seeing the private partners come into the fold, everybody working together, it's exciting to see this partnership sort of evolving.
It is, and that's the great part of the CCOs, is that it is a partnership between Intercommunity Health Network and us and the Samaritan system as a whole, to look at what can we do to make our population within the counties that the CCO serves to be healthy, and looking at the prevention so that we don't have those hospital costs rising.
Liz, before we go to the break, could we talk about the Affordable Care Act and the Act and then HRSA? And are the two somewhat the same thing, or are they evolving into something that means more services or more dollars to the health center itself?
Well, the Affordable Care Act, I think, will bring more dollars to the health centers across the nation. HRSA is the federal administrative arm that provides the funding to our federally qualified health centers across the nation. And that's who is our management body for our health center. And the Affordable Care Act is adding to that to put more dollars into prevention and giving healthcare at the baseline, so to speak, at your door, rather than, again, creating a situation where you're in hospital and the dollars are really adding up.
Great. Thanks, Liz. You're joining us now. We're talking to Liz Young. She's a clinic manager of Lincoln Community Health Center. Be back in just a moment.
Painting the outside of your home is like giving it a fresh coat of character. Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City invites you to come in and check out all of the colors to sparkle your imagination. Get great results with beautiful, long-lasting protection, easy application, and quick cleanup. Ace helps make the job a lot easier with a wide selection of high-quality Ace Royal paints starting at just $25.99 a gallon. And the newest paint, the highly rated Clark Kensington Paint and Primer in One. Mills Ace Hardware, Lincoln City, two stores.
72% of all firefighters in the U.S. are volunteers. Right now, the fire departments of Lincoln County are looking for volunteer firefighters and emergency medical responders, male or female, 18 years or older, in good health and decent physical condition. If selected, the fire departments will provide your free basic firefighter training and emergency medical response training. Plus, you may qualify for a number of other free educational opportunities. You may want to join one of the special teams, which specialize in things like water rescue, ropes, and fire investigation. As a volunteer firefighter, you'll respond to emergencies within your own fire district. So if you're looking for a chance to really make a difference right here in Lincoln County by helping people in your own community, this could be for you. Contact the Firefighter Volunteer Hotline, 541-574-4000, or go online, www.lcvf.org.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's. Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. It is National Health Center Week. On the program, Liz Young. She's the clinic manager of Lincoln Community Health Center. Other things that are happening, Liz, as we evolve with the Affordable Care Act and the CCOs, we've got some new positions. You talked, we got a kind of an outreach coordinator person coming.
Right. We have a position that has been funded now by HRSA, again, by the Health Resources Service Administration, that will be hired into our system to help people access the Cover Oregon insurances that will be available starting in October. Mm-hmm. So this is really important to reach out to the community to help people access the health care now that's going to be available to them. We're in the midst of hiring this person right now. So it's going to be a great asset to help people get the insurance that they need so that they can get the health care that they need.
Well, we've always had the whole array, and maybe more of an array of services when you consider mental health, in terms of you know, offering so many things for healthcare. And is that going to change at all? I mean, are we going to diversify and have more services? Or, and maybe we should just point out that, I mean, Lincoln Community Health Center provides a full array of services, and you'll accept most major service or insurance.
Oh, absolutely. As well. Yeah. Yeah.
One of those things I think folks don't realize sometimes.
Right. We see anyone who has any kind of insurance or is underinsured for what they need. Again, we want to be that family doctor that they come to get their health care. And whether it's at the community health centers or at the school-based health centers for the kids, we're really excited because down in Waldport, they have remodeled the school. The new high school has mm-hmm. a newly remodeled school-based health center there. And so we'll be able to reach out more to the, younger elementary kids rather than just being in the high school situation. This school is going to have K through 12.
In Waldport.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's something that we're moving toward is, you know, trying to make those school-based health centers not just a clinic for the kids in school, but include their families. If they need care, that would be a place that they could come to during the school year.
Yeah. School-based health centers, two of them are really brand new facilities in a way, aren't they?
Well, they've been remodeled. The Waldport School-Based Health Center is brand new, and Toledo has been renovated. Newport is brand new as of last year, so it's been up and running in their new space for a year. So it was really great to see those become more useful areas within the high school and more useful clinics.
Yeah. More modernized.
Right, more space. and they are fully integrated with the behavioral health specialist available for the patients as well as the medical side.
Yeah, it's such a neat asset. Maybe folks that, you know, kids go to schools would just think every school has a school-based health center, but that's not really true.
Not really true. Although we have really a wonderful track record here in Lincoln County. Our school-based health centers have been in operation for over 25 years. So it's been a tremendous resource for our adolescents within Lincoln County for a very long time.
Well, Liz, we've just got a couple minutes left. Is there anything the public needs to be mindful of in terms of dates or any kind of deadlines in particular in terms of signing up for things?
Well, just as a reminder that October is the time that Cover Oregon comes into being, and our outreach worker that we're going to get in place soon mm-hmm. will be available to help people enroll into the insurances that they can qualify for. And that's again, just going to provide that much more resource to people to be seen when they need to be seen and not delay healthcare.
Yeah, that's going to be a very busy person.
Yes.
I imagine. And Liz, finally, if somebody wants to make an appointment, what are your recommendations? What's a good process? Who do they call?
Well, they can call our clinic at 541-265-4947 for appointments. And that is a number that rings in at both of our clinics at mm-hmm. Lincoln City and Newport. So appointments are available at both sites. For behavioral health, they run open access hours for people who need to be just sort of entering into the system and see mm-hmm. what possible programs are available, counseling that might be available for them.
Okay. And we have a new brochure coming out. It's going to be coming out in English and Spanish. A few phone number changes, too. Not really going to happen, I think, until August, but
right, because we needed to add the new Waldport School-Based Health Center phone number. Other than that, I'm not sure that there are that many other phone number changes, but we're really excited to have that happening.
All right. Thanks, Liz.
1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.